Seamus Toomey with Block Club Chicago with Extremely Local News. Hi, Seamus. How are you today?
I am doing great this morning, Bob. How about yourself?
I'm getting up to about 80% and happy to hear that the Cubs Wrigleyville rooftops will be open and fully operational by opening day.
Right. We're slowly creeping back to opening day. The players were supposed to report to Wrigley and Sox Park tomorrow so we could start, you know, getting some, I would imagine, some helicopter footage of them stretching any minute now.
Sure.
And, you know, just a little taste of it is gonna go a long way, just start getting this feeling like summer again. You know, Wrigley obviously has a very unique element all around it, not the least of which are the rooftops. And, you know, they are going to be one of the few places in America where people are going to actually be able to see live baseball once the season starts July 23rd or July 24th. The Cubs are saying, yes, indeed, we will be, with city approval, they will be opening those rooftops. They own 11 of the 15 for fully operational. And I would imagine there'll be limited capacity. But, you know, you're going to be far away. We've all been on those rooftops, and the game's a bit of a rumor from there, especially with everyone talking and drinking. But hey, it's about as close as you're going to get to live baseball anywhere in America for at least for the first couple months.
Did you say the Cubs own 11 of those 15 buildings?
That's right. They've been the Ricketts family has been slowly buying those up as they've become available. You know, some of them have been less and less valuable over the years as the scoreboards went up, or you know, they're mm-hmm. threatened with signs and enormous balloons and that kind of stuff. So as you know, as these have become available, the Ricketts family has negotiated to buy them, and they've got, you know, most of them at this point. You know, they're starting to look familiar. They string the Wrigleyville rooftop banners across them, but they're all gonna be open. You know, if anyone's been up on them recently, you'll realize it's hardly what they used to be in the past, with a couple of grills and hot asphalt. You know, they're full on bars and grills and steak sandwiches, and some of them even have those Fenway-esque stand-up spots where you can watch the game from up there. But you know, it would take a heck of a home run, but I think Schwarber's got it in him to get one. It's about 460. I think it's about 460 feet to the nearest point out in left field. So we'll see.
Like you say, sometimes the game is just a rumor from up there. This next story you have, this had to happen on Weed Street, didn't it?
You know, is there a more expected story than a weed dispensary opening on Weed Street up in Lincoln Park? It's happening on Wednesday. The Windy City Cannabis is opening a dispensary at 923 West Weed Street. You know, it's one of those streets you drive by over the years and you sort of giggle like, oh, that's funny, or at least I did. And you know, now the stars are lining up. I did a little research for you, Bob. It's not named after pot. It's named after Sarah M. Weed, who wealthy landowner in the 1800s. Thomas Morgan named it after his daughter, who married Mr. Weed. So there you go. It was predestined, though.
And so that's going to open at 923 Weed Street. And do we have a date on that, or is it open already?
Yeah, it's going to be Wednesday at 10 a.m. And for folks, if you're familiar with Weed Street, it's a pretty short stretch there. This is where the Dinosaur Barbecue used to be located. It closed a couple years ago. Dinosaur Barbecue came from Syracuse, New York, where I went to school, and dined at that Dinosaur Barbecue outside the newspaper many nights after the sports deadline. So I was sad to see that go, but now there's Windy City Cannabis there.
And a little bit of Chicago history in Jefferson Park, a firehouse. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, this is another street that you kind of have to look up if you don't know. It's It's North Lips Avenue, 4841 North Lips Avenue. There's an old firehouse that's been shuttered for years. It's more than 100 years old. And this is in the Jefferson Park neighborhood, right about Lawrence and the Kennedy, just north of the junction. Lake Effect Brewery has been eyeing this location for about 8 years, but numerous stops and starts. The city owns it, and it hasn't been extremely easy wrangling it from the city. But they've got approval now from the alderman. It goes before the zoning committee in a couple weeks. That should clear the path for Lake Effect to not only buy the building, but then to get all the permits to build it out. They want to put actually apartments on top of this firehouse, the two-story firehouse. They want to put some apartments up there and then put a tap room on the ground floor. So, you know, you'd get a chance to, I don't know if it's a dream of anybody's to live over a craft brewery, but this would be your chance.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks might want to do that. It's Block Club Chicago. For more on that, blockclubchicago.org. It's what we call extremely local news. Thanks, Seamus. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Bob.